الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, brothers and my sisters and mothers listening in madrasa, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala have given me one more opportunity to come here to say something personally for the advice for myself and for all of us. May Allah give me firstly the tawfiq and give all of us the tawfiq to act upon us. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala given us the life, but the 3 days is very, very important days of our life. First day, the day we born. That Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when the child born, before the child born, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala writes everything for the child. How much is going to eat in this world, how much is going to drink, how many years he will get life of this world. And the lastly, they ask, you must write for him as a Sa'id or Shaqi, as going to be pious in this world, or he is going to be disobedience of Allah. Is written in the mother's womb for the child. And when the child born normally Islamically, born in Islamic home or household, we normally give azan and iqama. And then aqiqah and many things. The second day, the day we're going to die, that is a serious day for us. That we're going to die, as Maulana said, that final judge and final day, the person dies with iman, without iman. Very, very important. With iman or without iman. And وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّا, the third day when will be resurrect on the day of resurrection. On the day of in which condition we are going to be resurrected from our grave, the places we have buried. These 3 days is a serious for us. Make dua Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala keep us with iman and we die with iman. And the same thing Allah says, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. This is the third thing. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, those who want to greet Allah, those who want to see Allah, those who want to meet Allah, يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, those who hoping to see Allah with pleasure, then he or she must carry on doing good deeds. That's Laylatul Qadr only was given only Anbiya alayhi salam in the past, not the nation, not their followers, only Anbiya alayhi salam. And then Allah given this ummah the Laylatul Qadr was throughout the year. Sahib Fathul Aziz mentioned, throughout the year, any time, maybe any nights, Then Allah made it so easy for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you must find, and he found it first week, couldn't. He was finding in the first week of Ramadan, then he couldn't. Then the second week he said in i'tikaf, he couldn't. Then the third week, then Allah told him, yes, certain days will be Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah, from that time, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, taharru Laylatul Qadr min akhril awash, min ashril awakhir. Must find the Laylatul Qadr in last 10 days, in odd night. We have to see the month is 29. Then, odd night, the ulama said, 23rd, 21st, 23rd. And if it's a 30, that's it. If it's a 29, then ulama says from 22 or 24 or 26. Or if it's a 30th, then be 21st, 23rd, and 27, 25th, 27, 29. Best way, we must do ibadat every night. Last 10 days. We turn towards Allah. We must ask, same thing. Allah grant me hidayat. Don't say I'm on a straight path. I am not on the straight path. The straight path were our akabirin. They used to worship Allah every night. And so many our awliya Allah, that till 20 years the angel didn't get chance to write a single sins for them. They used to worship Allah a lot. You know. So many. But Allah is great. We have to turn towards Allah. They had lots of fear of Allah, firstly, remember. Lots of fear. Even though Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam given them the glad tidings of Jannat. It's a very famous story of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He used to, it's a very famous story, but Wazakir fa'inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'mineen. He used to walk at night, making gusht in the street, and it's, he saw in one house that old lady is telling, mother is telling the daughter, mix the water in milk so we can get more profit. Is it milk? They used to sell the milk. In our oldest time in India also, you know, they sell milk. The people used to go in the morning and buy milk from the house to house. So mix water in the milk so we can make more money. We make money, make more money. Said, no, me, I can't do that. Was a young daughter. Said, I can't do that. Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, don't do that. If you'll catch us, then we will get punishment. He will give us punishment. He will, you know, call us in his court. What we're going to give answer? So the old lady says, where is Umar night time, middle of the night? He's not watching here. He's not looking here. Do it. Is what that girl said. Umar is not looking, but Umar's Allah is looking. Umar is not looking, but Umar's Allah is looking. Umar is not listening all this story. That time was not a house like this that you talk upstairs, can't hear outside. Small, small houses, you can hear outside everything what you talk inside. You can hear everything. Like a sahabi came to the house of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he was shouting his wife. He heard that he went away. How I'm going to ask him? Because he's shouting his wife. There's so many stories there. Because he outside. Umar radiallahu ta'ala called that morning the old lady and the girl in his court. Come on. You said this to your daughters? Said, she's your daughters here. I got a young son. Can you get her married to my son? Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, uski shaadi kara do mere bete ke saath. She was so pious, that girl was so pious, Umar radiallahu ta'ala wanted. That's what ulama says, that Umar Asani, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz is a Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anus. Great grandson. Subhanallah. That one thing Umar radiallahu ta'ala anus said, that daughter-in-law, every day when I leave house, you remind me.
उमर नहीं देखता है लेकिन उमर का खुदा तो देख रहा है. यू रिमाइंड मी दैट एवरी डे, रिमाइंड. सो व्हेन आई गो आउट देन आई गेट ऑल्सो फियर ऑफ अल्लाह. यू नो दैट थिंग्स बीन अफेक्टेड टू हजरत उमर रजी अल्लाह तन सो मच दैट ही वाज ऑलवेज क्राइंग. उमर तो नहीं है, उमर तो खुदा है. उमर तक उमर का खुदा देख रहा है. एंड सेम थिंग वाज हिज सन ऑल्सो. And his son's story, same thing. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anuma was a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. He says he was traveling in the month of Ramadan. Traveling. And in jungle. And he was hungry, was fasting also. Now, he don't have anything with his companion, with his friends. He was traveling. And he don't have anything to eat or make iftari, anything. So he saw one shepherd was grazing goats. And he told him, "Bhai, you got so many goats, can you sell me one?" He said, "It's not mine. It's my master's goats, not mine. I can't give you." He said, "Come on, sell it to me. We'll cook the food. I'll give you also some meat. And I'll pay you also. So if my master asks me, then what I'm going to reply to him? What I'm going to say to my master? Just tell him the wolf came and taken one goat away. Just make some excuse." He said, same thing. Ayn Allah. Where is Allah then? What is it? Ayn Allah, where is Allah? Okay, my master is not here. Where is Allah? Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, at that time in jungle, shepherd also used to fast. And they had so much fear. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar always was repeating the sentence so many times. Ayn Allah, Ayn Allah, where is my Allah? Where is my Allah? Where is my Allah? Like as the Thanvi Rahmatullah has said, one man he brought his son in our gathering. They come in a gathering. Sometimes we bring, you know, young children. He brought his son. As the Thanvi Rahmatullah was very strict in that type of masail. One day he saw his one of the Khalifa brought one child in a majlis of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah. Hazrat asked him, subhanallah, "This is your son?" He said, "Yes, mera beta hai." "Acha, did you buy a ticket for him, train ticket?" He said, "Yes." "Full or half?" "He says, I bought it half." "So how old is he?" He said, 12. "So do you know that the rule of the train or of governments, that if it's 11, till age of 11 you can buy half. The age of 12, you have to buy full ticket. You bought it only half. Give my khilafat back. तू गवर्नमेंट को धोखा दे सकता है तो कौम को भी धोखा देगा. यू कैन डिसीव द गवर्नमेंट पीपल, यू कैन डिसीव द उम्मत ऑल्सो. थानवी रहमतुल्लाह वाज वेरी स्ट्रिक्ट. द चाइल्ड हजरत स्टार्टेड गिविंग ही टुक आउट सम स्वीट. ही टर्न हिज फेस. द चाइल्ड टर्न हिज फेस. द सेकंड टाइम ही ट्राइड टू गिव हिम. ही टर्न हिज फेस. थर्ड टाइम ही सेड टेक इट. ही इज लुकिंग फादर्स फेस. If my father's alive, my father's allowed me, then I'll take it. Otherwise, no. Looking father's face. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah started crying. Was crying and crying and crying and crying. The murid asked, "Hazrat, what happened? Why are you crying?" He says, I remember one thing. He says, "I asked him one time, he turned his face. I asked second time, he turned his face. I asked him, I tried to give him third time, he looking your face. Could we also look at the face of Allah when some guna come in front of us? Could we look other side when some guna come in front of me? Koi guna mere saamne aaye to kabhi mere apna chehra phera. That what my Allah said. Is my Allah allowing me or not to do this?" That was a fear in our kabirin. But still Allah has given us the beautiful month, and this ending the month is a few nights left. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. You know, you can open the Quran, so many places, but full, you can see most of the places. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْيَتَامَى يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْكَلَالِ يَسْأَلُونَكَ قُلْ. When the time of dua came, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي, my servant asking you. So he didn't say kul about dua, ibadi. Tell them, Not cool, you're not going to say. Tell them the direction of Allah. Direction of Allah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي When they ask, my servant asks you. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي About me, عَنِّي About me. Ask you the direction about me. So you don't, I'm not going to tell you to say. فَإِنِّي قَرِيب You direct them that Allah is next to you. فَإِنِّي قَرِيب Allah to hamari rakh se zyada kareeb hai. I am very close to you. Not yes, aluna kanat kul. Directly. Ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'an. You ask. I'm listening. I will fulfill your needs. I will fulfill your needs. You just come and ask me. Dunya mein, if you ask someone's one time, two times, three times, maybe third time he's going to run away. He's not going to look at you. Others, Molsab always keep on asking. He keep on asking. How many people sitting in Attica? One, two, three. Two. Newsbai. Our old friend. Wazirbai, mashallah. But no mouse is coming here. Because sometimes the mouse love you is by food. No. And so many years we were sitting together in Cuba. It's always the mouse come out, he runs. I said, what happened? He came to my food. From the time he left, there's no mouse there. Yesterday I was asking, when Yunus Bhai is not here, they can't see the mouse now. There's so much food here. People, they were not giving food in Cuba. Now they're giving food, but there's no mouse now. SubhanAllah, look like Yunus Bhai's food, they laugh so much. I was the mouse was his friend, or that they love his food. SubhanAllah. May Allah accept your ittiqah, Yunus Bhai, mashallah. From so many years, mashallah. I just have to accept you, mashallah. May Allah accept your ittiqah, SubhanAllah. Wonderful, very nice. His chosen people, those who sit in the house of Allah, chosen from Allah. We ask from the people, one time, two time, get angry. Oh, don't give more than one time, two time, three times. Mostly three times, four times. Otherwise, then we say, Monsab always asking. And Allah said, no, you must come every time, every minute, ask me. I will make you not, I will not reject you. I will make you my wali. If you keep on asking me, I will make you my wali. That's when Hadith Prophet said, those who keep on asking Allah, definitely Allah opened the door of the khair for him. Door of the khair for him. And they keep on asking Allah Ta'ala. And they keep on asking, Allah will definitely will give. Like a child. One time said, Mom. Second time said, Mom. Third time said, Mom. But 10 times, definitely the mom will answer. When you keep on ask, Allah will answer to him. He will accept what to ask. The worldly people, when you ask, keep on asking, they get angry. So many times. In a traffic light, the homeless people, that man always here, every day I go past for my work, keep on asking, knocking. You know what we say? We keep on asking, don't go. Again and again. Here is okay, but in India, they just hold your window. Please, 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 please. You don't leave. And if your mother is sitting next to you, say, beta, they do. Give it, give it. You will give it, but you will give in anger. You will give it. Every day, mangta hai. Gusse mein dega tu. But in Allah, when you ask Allah, He doesn't get angry. If you don't ask, He gets angry. Inna allazeena yastakbiruna an ibadati. Those who make takabbur to asking Allah, sayadkhuluna jahannam adakhirin. He will send them in jahannam. He doesn't get angry. If you don't get angry, Allah gets. If you don't ask Allah, then Allah gets angry. What's wrong with you? You're supposed to ask me. Even you need a salt, ask me. Even your shoeless break, ask me. I will get so happy. I will get so happy. When you go travel from here to India, They wait for your back to open. You get some gift. Kya laye ho? Kya laye ho? Allah. But Allah says, kya lene aaye ho? Kya laye ho nahi? What do you want? In the last 10 days, Allah says, kya lene aaye ho? What you want? Hal min mustakbirin. Fawg bir Allah. Hal min mustarzikin. Fawr se kaho. Hal min sa'ilin. Fawtiyahu. Hal min kaza wa kaza wa kaza. Kya lene aaye ho? Bol, 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 bol. What you want? Hadith of Bukhari. What you want? Keep asking. Not one thing. Whatever you want. You ask me, I'll give you. We are so miser in the asking also. We don't ask Allah Ta'ala. The 60 blank check is going away now. Allah has given me and you. Ask. You can write what you want. Very important to understand. You know, if you ask someone, £1 he'll give you. You ask something, you give £1. And if you ask Allah, it's not one, he'll ask you. Hum apni shan ke mutabik mangte hai, wo uski shan ke mutabik deta hai. Wo deta hai. Chappar phaar ke deta hai. Look at the Quran. Rabbi inni askantu min durriyati biwadin ghayri di zar'in inda baytikal muharram. ربنا ليقيم الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون وارزقهم من الثمرات. Allah give them fruits. They thank you. They can thank. They make shukr to Allah. Allah says, يجبى عليه ثمرات كل شيء. Not one fruit. The fruit, sometimes you children also have a fruit. The vegetable also fruit. Eating. Allah said, not one fruit only, what you asking me. The fruit normally in our mind, the fruit of the trees. Here, not the fruit of the trees. Samaratu kulli shay. Yujba ilayhi. Samaratu kulli shay. You go Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah. You get everything of the world. You ask me one thing, like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Allahumma arzukni shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawti fi baladi rasulika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, waj'al qabri, subhanallah. He's asking Allah the martyrdom, the shahadat in the path of Allah. And for shahadat you have to go so far in the path of Allah to fight. Who knows that he will get shahadat on the musalla in Fajr Salah while he's reciting Quran? Who can get shahadat in masjid? Subhanallah. Standing like this, started his Quran in Fajr Salah. He was leading Fajr Salah. And the enemy came out, was hiding in the mihrab one side. And he came and he poked on in his stomach and started bleeding. And in that same wound he died. Couldn't stop that wound, the bleeding. Whatever he used to eat was coming out. It was a big wound on his stomach. SubhanAllah. In that condition he asked, who hit me? Are the Muslim or non-Muslim? They say, oh, non-Muslim. He said, don't worry. If he's a Muslim, then I'm worried. What about his Jannah? He's going to go in Jannah. SubhanAllah. He asked shahadat in the path of Allah. He got shahadat on the musalla of Rasulullah. In the musalla of Rasulullah. During the wuzu, during the namaz, reciting Quran. And he said, I want, normally he should bury in Jannatul Baqi. Jannatul Baqi, all the sahaba buried in Jannatul Baqi. But now, Allah made it so such and easy for him, he is buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Next to Rasulullah. By the feet of Rasulullah. So I'm Allah se mange thoda. Allah bahut deta hai. Hum to thoda mange thak jate hai. Chalo aakhir udawana. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati. Khatam. People, our kabi is to ask. Hours and hours. Hours and hours. Everything is to ask. Everything. They repeat and repeat and repeat. Three times. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself used to repeat so many times. So many times. Rabbana atina, sometimes 3 times, sometimes 7 times. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azabannar. Rahmat ashra is there. Maghfirat ashra is there. Wa qina azabannar. The third ikum minan nar, freedom from jannam, ashra is there. Keep on asking to cry. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ibku fa in lam tabku fatabaqu. Cry. And if you can't cry, so make your face like a cry person. Did you see the sometime the small child? Child. When he stubborn, so he like a scream like he's going to bring the whole 7 heaven down. Screaming, like crying in one corner. And mother gets so mercy, you know. Raham on the child. Start, okay, take this, go, one side. Mother gives. At least we could do our face like a cry person. That old man, Maulana Rum Rahmatullah, is it? What time to finish? 5 past. Old man was living in a village in the time of Harun Rashid. Maulana Rum Rahmatullah said, living in jungle. And it was a drought. That side was drought. He said his wife, you know that this drought, no water. I want to take some gift for the king. I want to take some gift for the king. The wife also sometimes give good mashwira. You know, but we don't appreciate. You must sometimes appreciate the wife's mashwira also. You must listen to her also. You know, sometimes what happened? We come in the house, the wife says, Tamune khabar, falara manas gujri kya message avelwa de. Ha, mane khabar achcha nahi ave. I know, man. You know? No. Oh, okay, mashallah. We should say like this. Okay. So she'll get happy. And we always give answer on the face, huh? You always give answer on the face. I know. Not I know. I don't know. Learn that. Our Kabir used to say in everything, I don't know. I'll find out and tell you. Imam Malik Rahmatullahi, in one gathering, 50 question person asked, 35 places said, I don't know. Imam Malik Rahmatullahi. And we say, I know everything. The first person who said, I know everything was Shaitan. Remember. Eid is coming, must give gift to your wife also some Eid. I'm not saying that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that. Rasulullah, that was in my mind. Allah Ta'ala put in my mind. You know that. What I'm saying, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, give gift, you'll get love. Tahadu, tahabu. Give, you get love. You want the love of the wife? Give her some gift. Make her happy. Buy something good for her. तमें भी कहेगा तो करो करो घोसो गले क्योंकि मैंने हाउ पाउंड ने आप पर आए वी डोंट गिव अ वाइफ दैट्स अनदर प्रॉब्लम दैट अब घर में बोलू तने मले छे ने भाई यू गेट्स एवरीथिंग द बेनिफिट्स यू गेट्स यूज दैट वन नो इज योर बेनिफिट्स इज हर बेनिफिट्स योर रिस्पांसिबिलिटी टू गिव सम एक्स्ट्रा बिकॉज अल्लाह सेड द फूड एंड ड्रिंक एंड शेल्टर इज वाजिब ऑन हस्बैंड डोंट से ओ यूज दैट मनी इज हर मनी शी लुक आफ्टर यू डिडंट गिव बर्थ She gave birth. Meri baat samajh mein aati hai. No, she gets everything. I don't tell you. No, Allah is going to ask you your responsibility. Did you pay your wife? The shelter, food, clothing, everything? That's another thing. To tahatu, tahatu. Look at the wife gave him nice mashwara. It's a drought, no water. Take nice one matka and pot of water, take for the king as a gift. Was a 1 month's journey walking, and he's carrying the pot of water like this, and he's walking and walking and walking. 30 days of waters, mashallah. It's not like a zamzam. So remain same thing. As that rotten and stink also the water. You leave it open for 30 days. He carried and carried out of love. Out of love, because he wanted to give gift. So old people those time, you know, they had lots of love. They don't have so much knowledge, but they had so much love. And old, I remember, bure logon ke dilon mein mohabbat bahut hoti thi. Agarche knowledge kam hota tha, but mohabbat, Maybe you know when you went India those times, you know. That's when you go there, there's all of them come to visit you. Assalamu alaikum. Now they nobody come to you. You must go to visit their houses. There's no more love now. And then your suitcase is open, everything you give and finish. Tu kon mekun jao. The one man, he went to Pakistan, he told me the story. He said, every time I take the two bags full, everything for my family, and they take everything, they don't come back to me. So one time I put so much stone inside, you know, the rock, big like inside, and I close it, and I didn't open, and it was so heavy, you know that. And he said, no, I'm not going to open, I'll give you when I leave. So every day they will make mashallah biryani for me. Hazratji will give us something when he's open. Maybe brought so much pound from London. He said, listen, don't open now. This is the key. I left it somewhere. When I sit in a flight, I'm going to tell you, where is the key? You find the key and open and give everybody. When he left, he's nearly sitting in a flight now. He found, okay, the key is so and so place. They found, they open it then. Maybe they didn't get it. They didn't find the key to. They broke the suitcase now because the money is there. So they all the stones inside. They phone him next time you come, we sort you out. You know that. Suppose nowadays there's no love because in family you can see. In our family there's no love. The love is finished. The love is finished. The oldest time there's so much love amongst yourself. The old man coming out of love to bring so much water just as a gift. SubhanAllah, he's traveling all the way to the king, and he asked the person, the guard, can I see the king? He said, let me take permission. He went and asked, king said, okay, let him come, he's coming from so far, let him come. Said, by, kaise aana hua? What you? So I brought a gift for you. What gift you brought for me? Said, water, because there is a drought, no water. He opened that, the smell in the whole room of the king's house, SubhanAllah. The king said, okay, don't worry, leave it here. He called his worker, take all the water out, fill it in another pot, and fill this pot with a dirham. Give it to him full of dirham. Dirham. And when he go back to his house, just take him through the sea of Dajla. Sea of Dajla, just pass through him, that he know that we got so much water, why we don't need water. We got so much water, we don't need, but he appreciates so much. He didn't say, why you brought a smelling water? No. Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah says, my namaz is same like the rotten water, full of whisper. My dua is for dunya, nothing for ourselves. We're not asking Allah, you become mine, you please with me, you give me the consultation in my namaz. Allah, give me tawfiq to walk on the straight path. He said, chappal phaad ke de. Ye de, wo de, ye de. But still Allah said, your dua is like this, but my treasure is so big. The Darya Dajla, the Sea of Dajla is nothing. In the treasure of Allah, everything. Allah appreciate my namaz. Allah appreciate my dua. Allah appreciate my fasting. Our fasting is not like the fasting of Sahaba and Awliya Allah. Our dua is not like for them. But Allah said, never mind. You came in my house and you're asking me. I will give you better than that. Better than that. You ask me. You come and sleep one night in my house. In my house, I'll give you, if you find a Laylatul Qadr, more than 83 years rewards. Allah appreciate for us. Allah Ta'ala give one of us tawfiq. Whatever dua we make, inshallah. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept. Sorry for, you know, normally I was going to sit in sunnat etikaf, and for some reason I couldn't sit for some problem. So alhamdulillah, Yunus bhai phoned me, say, you coming? I said, definitely I'll come. If somebody benefit, myself benefit, all of you benefit, especially our mothers and sisters, they wait also every Wednesday. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant everyone's Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah Ta'ala forgive everyone. Allah may amal ki tawfiq ata kar. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Dhal Jalal wal Ikram, Ya Hannan, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Dayha, Ya Su, Ya Qadim al Ihsan, Ya Qadim al Ihsan, Ya Qadim al Ihsan, Ya Qadim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. Ya Rahman Rahim, Ya Rahman Rahim. Allah, zindagi guzr gayi, teri nemat khate. اے اللہ زندگیاں گزر گئی تیری نعمت کھاتے کھاتے, اے اللہ دانت گھس گئے لیکن ہم نے تیرا برابر شکر ادا نہیں کیا. تو معاف کر دے اللہ, ہم سب کو معاف کر دے اللہ, ہم سب کو معاف کر دے اللہ. بہت نافرمانیاں کی, رات میں دن میں, خلوت میں جلوت میں, اپنوں میں دوستوں میں, گھر میں گھر سے باہر, چھپ کر کھل کر. اللہ تو معاف کر دے اللہ, اللہ تو معاف کر دے اللہ, اللہ تو معاف کر دے. اے اللہ, دعاؤں میں بیان میں شامل ہونے کے لیے ہمارے بھائی اور ہماری مائیں اور بہنیں دور دور سے آئی ہیں. اللہ سب کا آنا قبول فرما لے, سب کا آنا قبول فرما لے. ہمیں معاف کر دے, ہمیں معاف کر دے. ہمارے آل اولاد کو معاف کر دے, ہمارے بیوی بچوں کو معاف کر دے. ہمارے ماں باپ کی مغفرت فرما, ہمارے بھائی بہنوں کی مغفرت فرما, ہمارے رشتہ داروں کی مغفرت فرما, ہمارے والدین کی طرف کے رشتہ داروں کی مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ, ہماری گھر والی کے رشتہ داروں کی طرف سے مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ, سارے رشتہ داروں کی مغفرت فرما, قریب کے رشتہ دار, دور کے رشتہ دار, سب کی مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ, پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما, اس پورے مجمع کی مغفرت فرما, جو زندہ ہے ان کی مغفرت فرما, جو مردہ ہو چکے ہیں اللہ ان کی مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ, اے اللہ, اے اللہ, ہمیں اپنے نیک بندوں میں شامل فرما, نیک بندیوں میں شامل فرما. ہمیں صالحین میں سے بنا, صالحات میں سے بنا. ہمیں قانتین میں سے بنا, قانتات میں سے بنا. شاکرین اور شاکرات میں سے بنا, صابرین اور صابرات میں سے بنا, مومنین اور مومنات میں سے بنا. اے اللہ, ٹوٹی پھوٹی عبادت, اے اللہ, ٹوٹی پھوٹی دعائیں, ٹوٹے پھوٹے روزے ہیں بالکل اس آدمی کے, اے اللہ, روٹن پانی کی طرح ہے. لیکن اے اللہ, تو ارحم الراحمین ہے, تو کریموں کا کریم ہے. حضرت تیرے نبی یوسف علیہ السلام بھی کریم تھے, اتنی تکلیف دی بھائیوں نے, کنویں میں ڈال دیا, پوری زندگی غلامی کی. پھر جب بھائیوں کو ملے تو بھائیوں کو کہا, لا تسریب علیکم اليوم, جاؤ میرے بھائی, میں نے تمہیں معاف کر دیا. تیرے نبی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کریم تھے, مکہ والوں نے کتنی تکلیف دی. جب مکہ فتح ہوا تو مکہ والوں کو کہہ دیا, جاؤ فلاں کے گھر میں جو جائے ماں پہ, جو حرم میں چلا جائے ماں پہ, جو ابو سفیان کے گھر میں چلا جائے ماں پہ, جاؤ میں نے تمہیں معاف کر دیا. اللہ, وہ تو کریم تھے, تو تو کریموں کا کریم ہے, تو تو اکرم الاکرمین ہے, تو تو ارحم الراحمین ہے. اللہ ہمیں معاف کر دے, اللہ ہم پر رحم کر دے, اللہ ہماری مرادیں پوری فرما, اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں برکت نصیب فرما, اللہ ہماری اولادوں کو نیک اور صالحین میں سے بنا, آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا, اولیاء کاملین میں سے بنا. ہماری اولاد اور اولادوں کے اولاد اور ہماری نسلوں میں علماء صلحاء پیدا فرما, حافظ قرآن پیدا فرما, داعی قرآن پیدا فرما, عاشق قرآن پیدا فرما, اہل نیک اور صالحین پیدا فرما, مفتیان کرام پیدا فرما, تیرے نیک بندے اولیاء کرام پیدا فرما. اے اللہ, اے اللہ, پہلے زمانے میں, صحابہ کے زمانے میں جب غلام بوڑھا ہو جاتا تھا تو غلام کا ماسٹر جو ہوتا تھا وہ ان کو آزاد کر دیتا تھا. اے اللہ, ہم نے ایمان میں, اے اللہ, زندگیاں گزار دی. اے اللہ, 30 سال 40 سال 50 سال سے ایمان لائے ہوئے, تیرا کلمہ پڑے ہوئے ہیں, اے اللہ, زندگی ایمان میں گزر گئی ہے, ہمیں بھی جہنم سے آزاد کر دے, جہنم سے آزاد کر دے, جہنم سے آزاد کر دے. ہمیں محروم نہ کرنا, ہمیں محروم نہ کرنا. ہمیں تو بد دعا لگ جائے گی اگر تو نے معاف نہیں کیا, تو ہمیں تو جبرائیل کی بد دعا, نبی کی بد دعا لگ جائے گی. اے اللہ, ہمیں معاف کر دے, ہمیں معاف کر دے. اے اللہ, شیطان تو ہمیں معاف کر دے گا تو شیطان ناراض ہو جائے گا, تو ہمیں معاف نہیں کرے گا تو شیطان خوش ہو جائے گا. اے اللہ, اے اللہ, ہمارا نفس خوش ہو جائے گا. اے اللہ, ان کو راضی نہ کر, ہمیں معاف کر دے, ہمیں معاف کر دے. جو بیمار انہیں شفا دے دے, جو بیمار انہیں شفا دے دے, جو پریشان حال ہے ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. جو بے اولاد ہے, اللہ انہیں اولاد صالح نصیب فرما. جو بے اولاد, انہیں اولاد صالح نصیب فرما. جو اولاد والے ہیں, ان کی اولادوں کو آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا. جو بے جوڑ ہے, انہیں صالحین جوڑے نصیب فرما. جو جوڑ والے ہیں, ان میں آپس میں محبت نصیب فرما. گھریلو جھگڑوں کو ختم فرما. میاں بیویوں میں محبت نصیب فرما. گھر میں رحمت نصیب فرما. ہمارے گھر کو رحمت والا بنا دے. اے اللہ, अल्लाह आफियत वाला बना दे, सुकून वाला बना दे। अल्लाह जहां जहां लोग जहां कहीं भी बीमार हो सबको शिफा अता फरमा, सबको आफियत नसीब फरमा, इस मस्जिद को आबाद फरमा, एहतिकाफ पे बैठने वालों को कबूल फरमा, अल्लाह उनकी खिदमत करने वालों को कबूल फरमा, इस मस्जिद के खुद्दाम को कबूल फरमा जो जिस किस्म की लाइन से इस मस्जिद की खिदमत करते हैं सबको कबूल फरमा, मस्जिद को आबाद फरमा, उसके आबाद करने वाले मुसल्लियों को आबाद फरमा, उनके घरों को आबाद फरमा। अल्लाह अपने फजल व करम से अपने रहम व करम से जो मांगा वो भी अता फरमा, नहीं मांग सके तेरी शायर शान अता फरमा, तेरी शायर शान अता फरमा। कुछ दिन बाकी है, माफ कर दे अल्लाह, माफ कर दे अल्लाह, माफ कर दे अल्लाह। ये कितनी तेरी नेक वलिया सालेहा बैठी हुई है, तेरे नेक बंदे बैठे हुए हैं जो रातों में जागते हैं, अल्लाह वो आमीन कह रहे हैं, इनकी बड़ी मुबारक आमीन है, उनकी आमीन के साथ मुझ गुनहगार की आमीन को मिलाकर हमारी दुआ और तौबा कबूल फरमा, हमारी दुआ और तौबा कबूल फरमा फरमा। ऐ अल्लाह मेरी तौबा, ऐ अल्लाह हमारी तौबा, हमारी तौबा, हमारी तौबा, अब गुनाह नहीं करेंगे, माफ कर दे, माफ कर दे, माफ कर दे अल्लाह, हम वादा करते हैं हमें माफ कर दे और अपने नेक बंदों में शामिल फरमा दे। वसल्लल्लाहु तआला अला सय्यिदना मुहम्मद व आलिही व सहाबी अजमईन बिरहमतिक या अरहम।